Welcome to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. The discussions and topics covered in this podcast are based on my personal experiences, research, and opinions only, and should not be considered as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Breaking Through Darkness is meant for informational and awareness purposes only. I am not a licensed therapist or a mental health professional. If you're struggling right now, you're not alone. I encourage you to seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional or licensed therapist. Please check out our website at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of resources.
What happens when all your plans fall apart? Could be a marriage that ends, could be a major accident, it could be trouble at work, it could be losing your job, it could be getting cancer or some other disease. And as humans, we do like to plan, and I don't want to assume in this discussion that planning is bad. It's not. But people with mental health issues deal with this type of stress differently than others. And this is probably the biggest area that I have learned over the last 2 years is that, you know, I can't take an Eeyore approach, you know, the character in Winnie the Pooh that always said, oh, woe is me. This is just the way my life is. I can't take the approach that God has forsaken me. He's thrown me off. He's given up on me. If you remember, I had that opinion, and I've come to realize that as long as I'm still breathing, I have a purpose. But in planning, I think all of us really struggle, but those with mental health issues struggle much, much more. Their darkness, their Eeyore moments, their God has thrown me off thoughts and ideas intensify. It becomes something that is incredibly difficult to manage and handle in the minute time right then and there, and even months from that time. And especially if planning issues keep coming and keep coming, we get further and further pushed into deep darkness. So I want to talk for just a couple minutes today about, you know, good ways to handle mental health. I'm not a massive expert in this area. I'm learning just like all of you. But I do think that there are some specific things that can be done that make failed plans or changed plans or interrupted plans or plans that just fall apart come into perspective. And I do think that in dealing with these times that I have to step back and look at the overall picture. I can't get consumed in the moment, in the issue. I can't be a fixer as a man in particular. I always try and fix things. I can't do that. And I'm never really good at doing that in any situation. I know the ladies in my life never appreciate when I'm trying to fix things. And that's not what they've asked for. And that's not what they need. They need me to listen. But in planning, there's so many things that fall, you know, that are roadblocks that make us veer off the road, that make us change roads completely. But the reality of this time is that everyone deals with change. And I remember in the depths of my mental health concerns and issues when I didn't even know they were mental health concerns and issues, that I really struggled with my purpose and what God was doing. I had lost a number of jobs and I really was working hard to do well in all of those. My goal was to uplift my boss and make them look good, but they continued to not appreciate how I was doing things. And looking back, a lot of that was because I had no filter. But a lot of it was also because bosses in the world today aren't generally speaking phenomenal. Generally speaking, they're average and below average. And it's because they've either been put in positions that they really shouldn't be in just to climb the ladder, where they would have been very successful in positions below that, but because of money issues and concerns, they kept climbing. But it's more that people coming up through the ranks didn't appreciate the people around them. They didn't appreciate the teams that helped them through difficulties. They didn't appreciate the friend that gave them advice. They thought that they could do it all on their own, that they were successful because they were fantastic. That's never the case, but you know, the reality is many of us with mental health issues have dealt with bosses that have been poor is a nice way of saying it, but probably extremely bad is a better way of saying it. And then there's a couple sprinkled in that are phenomenal. And they're the ones that encourage us, that lift us up, that help us help appreciate the work that we do, even if it's not, you know, if there's no money involved in the appreciation. Money has never been the big driver for me. I make half of what I made at the salary high point of my career, and I'm happier now than I've ever been. I make about what I made at the beginning of my career, at least early on in my career. But planning relates to all of this in the sense that things that we can't control, that we are unable to manage effectively, are out of our control. And when they're out of our control, we kind of need to get to the place where we shrug our shoulders and say, that's out of my control. I can't do anything about it. My higher power is dealing with it. In my case, the God of the universe. And I need to rest in that. But so many times I want to fix it myself, and that's just not a possible task. So I really would like for you to look at your life today and realize that the things that have happened that are out of your control, either yesterday, last year, or today, are things that are meant just for you. And they're not meant to punish you. They're not meant to give you, to discredit you. They're not meant to make your life miserable. They're meant to grow you and develop you into an incredible person, into a person that grows each day in understanding their purpose in life, or maybe purposes. Because when we're kids, we have no idea what our long-term purpose is. You know, it's to hit a home run in the game, or, you know, sing well, or, you know, play the piano effectively and get finished with the song. But later in life, it becomes making ends meet, pleasing our bosses, getting increases in our pay, climbing the corporate ladder, until at the point in time when we get there, we get to the top, we realize it wasn't all that you had planned. So my life lately has been all about appreciating here and now, appreciating today, appreciating whatever comes. My daughter called the other day and basically let her mom and I know that her fiancé of a number of years wasn't her fiancé anymore. And while it was difficult, I'm really proud of her for handling it so well. And she's the one that probably of all of us in the family has understood the importance of mental health and practicing mental health and understanding the stressors of mental health long before her mom, me, or her brother ever did. But I was also proud of me because I didn't jump immediately to fixing it. I listened, and initially I just wanted to make sure she was okay. And she was. And we had to make, you know, some changes in Airbnbs and travel plans, but it all worked out. Even if we had lost all the money for our trip and had to redo it, it would have all worked out. And that's where I realized that happens more often than not in my days. But when I have a really negative approach to my day or week or month, I completely lose the perspective of dealing with that day. My problems grow bigger than I am, and I become overwhelmed and I can't breathe. But today I'm excited to tell you that I am growing, I am developing, just like you are in small ways. And I hope this has helped you to understand the importance of your life, whether you're in prison, whether you're homeless, whether you're in a relationship that is negative in every way, whether you don't think your life is worth living. Your life is worth living, and it's important to look around the corner to the other side and make sure that you understand that all valleys end. Thanks for listening to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. Be sure to tune in regularly for new episodes and blogs each week. If you're facing struggles, you're not alone. Please reach out. I would love to hear your story. It's important to note that I am not a licensed therapist. However, there are numerous professionals in your area ready to assist you. Visit our website's resource page at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of valuable connections. Always remember, you are worthy, you are resilient, you are awesome, you were created for extraordinary things. Find your purpose and shine bright in this world.